Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And by Stitcher Radio. I am loving Stitcher. I keep getting news little blurbs. It's actually how I'm staying up on my news, especially when I don't have a TV in front of me all day. That's how I do it. So go to otrwesterns.com/Stitcher and take a look. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is June 16th, 1941, and the title is No Favors. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. United States, outlaws roamed the frontier, and it was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that the honest settlers found peace and security in their new homes. The Lone Ranger's strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness blazed the trail for law and order and finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Waiting on the trail ahead. We've got to hurry. Hi-yo, Silver!
Hi! I thought you was gonna die.
It'd take more than a summer fever to kill me.
But the doc says you're mighty sick. You've got to be awful careful.
I'll be all right if you don't worry me, man.
Oh, I won't do that.
I wish I could depend on it.
You can. Of course, I'll be missing you a lot. The doc says I can only talk to you for 5 minutes a day. I got 2 minutes left.
Will you promise me something, Ben?
Sure.
Don't do anybody a favor while I'm laid up.
Not even lifting something that's too heavy for anybody else.
Don't do nothing for nobody. That's how you always get into trouble. Doing favors.
Yeah. Like the time I held those two ornery cayuses outside of the bank in Ferrisville.
Yeah, while the hombres had owned them, went in and held up the cashier.
Yeah, they sure enough did. I'd have gone to jail if it hadn't been for you, Chip.
Well, I won't be around to keep you out of trouble, so... Don't do no favors. What you promise?
That sheriff had no right to call me a crook just because I held the horses.
Will you promise?
Sure. Only the colonel might want me to do some freighting for him. That ours is the only wagon in the fort.
You get paid for any freighting you do. That won't be a favor.
As long as I get paid, it's all right, huh?
Yeah. No favors, Ben.
Are you tired, Chip?
Oh, I guess so.
Could I just sit here for the other minute?
Yeah, sit as long as you want. Remember, no favors.
Tom Hilton, a civilian, was in charge of the commissary at the fort. Late that night, he walked across the parade ground and met Steve Randall in the shadows of the storehouse.
Get the wagon loaded?
Yeah, what a job.
Anyone see you?
I don't think so. We're drawn right up at the back door.
Well, get a team hitch to it and start moving.
Not me, Tom.
You expect me to do it?
I'm just telling you, it's not for me.
Those rifles have got to get to Red Fox tonight.
Yeah. Big Ben's down at the corral. I went down there for some horses. He started asking questions. Couldn't stop him from lending a hand, and then when he saw his wagon loaded and ready to roll, he'd yell his head off.
Well, we gotta find somebody.
What's the matter with Big Ben?
You're loco.
Why? You don't have much sense.
He's got a chip.
He can't. I won't let him see him but once a day, and he doesn't have to know it's rifles he's freighting, Tom.
Oh, that's right. Cases aren't marked.
Just tell him the wagon's loaded with canned goods, and the colonel wants them delivered tonight.
Yeah. You say he's down with the corral?
Yeah.
Come on.
Would I get paid for it, Mr. Hilton?
You sure would.
The gold dust. Tom will pay you now.
Yeah, good idea. There's $50 in this bag. It's all yours.
Well, Chip don't usually get paid until after the stuff is delivered.
Well, it'll save me trouble in the morning when you get back. Here.
Isn't $50 too much?
Oh, no. It's rough country. You might have trouble with outlaws. It's worth $50.
But I thought Red Fox was making trouble. It's sort of funny the colonel should be sending them supplies.
Colonel knows his business. These supplies will keep the Indians quiet.
I wish I could tell Chip I was gone.
You can't wake him up in the middle of the night.
And you'll be back by tomorrow morning.
Well, why can't I wait until tomorrow morning to start out?
Oh, now, Ben, you ought to know better. When the colonel gives an order, nobody asks questions.
I guess it's all right. If I got work to do, I won't think so much.
Thinking must bother you a lot.
Yeah, especially when it's thinking what might happen to Chip. I'd hate a favor and I got the money. I guess it's all right.
And get your team hitched up.
Yeah, they won't stop you at the gate.
And they never do.
So Hilton won't need to write you a pass.
Just hurry it up, Ben.
Sure thing, Mr. Hilton. I'll be on the trail in 15 minutes.
Hello. Are you awake?
Ah.
That's a war chant, isn't it?
Ah.
Here, Silver.
Here, Scout.
We'll saddle up and ride as close to Indian camp as we can. All right, Silver. Steady, boy. I gave Red Fox credit for more brains, Toto. His braves don't have any rifles. He hoped to attack any of the settlements around here.
Maybe he'd steal rifle.
The only place he could do that would be the fort. It's too well guarded.
Toto not know.
So we'll soon find out. Are you ready, Toto? Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Now, wait a minute, Red Fox. You tell your boys not to open any more of those cases. It's been a mistake.
Red Fox, buy a rifle. Buy a bullet, too. You not bring bullet.
What's Chip going to say to me? I sure have got myself in a mess.
You go back to fort. Bring bullet.
I'll go back to the fort, all right, but I'm taking those rifles with me.
No.
Yes, I am. Clear away from those cases, boys. I got to load them on the wagon.
Hurrah! On a morte!
Don't crowd me, boys. I might lose my temper, and that's bad. That's awful bad. I got to load these rifles back in the wagon.
For next time.
I'll let go of me.
You try to take rifle, we not let you go.
Take your hands off of me, or I'll break your heads in.
You covered. You try get away, Red Fox. Shoot.
I'd just as soon be dead as go back to the fort without those rifles.
Laga morte.
Oh, you think you're going to tie me up, huh?
Well, let's take more brave you got here. I'll show you. Those rifles belong to the fort. They're going back.
Red Fox will kill you.
Hold
there. Who's that?
They're going to jump.
I'm going to stand on the white horse. No, you don't, Red Fox. You're not going to take any shot at him.
Come up with you. Come on, Silver.
Chip, the doctor tells me that you're much better this morning.
That's right, Colonel. Makes me feel plumb foolish to be staying in bed.
We'll let the doctor decide when it's time for you to get up. But as soon as you do, you're marching straight for the guardhouse.
Guardhouse? Did you imagine you could get away with it? Get away with what?
Oh, don't pretend that you're innocent. Ben couldn't have planned something like this by himself.
Ben? What's he done?
Just tell me where he's taken the rifles so we can get them back. If you do that, I'll try and remember your past services and be lenient. If you don't...
Oh, I swear, Colonel, I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't believe that you're trying to put all the blame on Ben.
You gotta tell me what he's done anyway. We'll talk about the blame afterwards.
Nelson, come in here.
Yes, Colonel?
Come here. Tell Chip what's happened.
Yes, sir. When I opened the storehouse this morning, I found that the lock on the back door had been forced. 100 rifles were missing. There were wagon tracks at the back door, and the guard reported that Ben had driven out of camp shortly after midnight.
You're accusing him of...
I'm just reporting what happened.
And the facts speak for themselves. Mr. Hilton, my compliments to the officer of the day. Ask him to post a guard in this room, and when Chip is discharged from the hospital, have him taken to the guardhouse.
Yes, sir.
And Chip, if Red Fox has those rifles, the charge will be conspiracy against the United States government. I think you know what that means.
Almost an hour since that detail rode in. Wonder if they found him. Almost hope they did. They'd lock him up here with me and I could find out what happened. Somebody framed him, that's sure.
Come on, hurry it up.
All right, you don't have to push it.
I got my wish.
Get in there with your crooked sidekick.
Howdy, Chip. Glad to see you better.
Better? Just wait till the court martial.
You know I ain't done nothing wrong, Steve, even if the colonel don't believe me.
Yeah, shut up.
Well, let's have it, Ben. What happened?
Well, I kept my promise to you. They asked me to haul some grub to Red Fox, and I made them pay me.
Who are you talking about?
Hilton and Steve.
Why didn't you tell the colonel that? Why didn't you show it to him?
I did. He wouldn't believe a word I said after that.
Oh, why not?
Well, it was gold dust, and it was in a leather bag with some funny markings on it.
Engine marking.
Yeah.
So the colonel figured out Red Fox gave you the dust.
I guess so.
And you actually hauled rifles to Red Fox.
I didn't know it was rifles till I got there. Then I tried to take them back, but they wouldn't let me. They were going to tie me up and hold me prisoner. And then the masked man rode into camp and carried me off on his horse and... Oh, boy. It's a beauty, Chip. You never saw a horse like that before.
A masked man, huh? You fix a renegade engine up with rifles, and then you start riding with an outlaw. I give up, Ben. Maybe Hilton and Steve frame you for this job, but there's no way we can prove it. And even if we didn't get court-martialed this time, something else would happen. They might as well shoot us and get it over with.
Not you, Chip.
Yeah, me too. They know you didn't have enough brains to plan a robbery like that, so I get blamed for it.
But the masked man said...
I don't care what he said. A no-good ornery outlaw.
Oh, you shouldn't talk that way about him. He sent you a present.
Present?
I got it right here, but you can't see it good. What about by the window where the moon can shine on it?
Silver?
Yeah.
A bullet?
A silver bullet, and the masked man sent it to you. He said there'd be soldiers looking for me, and I should let them catch me.
Ben, was it the Lone Ranger who gave you this?
Sure it was. That's his name.
Well, why didn't you say so instead of calling him a masked man?
He wears a mask, Chip.
Oh, never mind. What do you mean by this bullet?
Why, it means he's our friend.
And he's going to help us?
He always helps his friends.
How? Did he tell you how?
Well, I don't think so. Maybe he did. There was something else I was supposed to tell you.
All right, think, Ben.
Forget.
Wait. Look, top of the wall. Somebody coming over.
That's against the rules.
Pulling himself up.
And we'd better tell somebody. We're in awful bad with the colonel now, and if we don't...
The Lone Ranger.
Honest?
For yourself. He's dropping to the ground.
Heavy, masked man.
Ben.
What's he running away for?
What did you have to yell for?
Gosh, I remember now. He said he was coming here tonight.
Steve! Was that somebody by the wall a minute ago?
I heard Ben yell something.
Gosh, Chip. He said if Stephen Hilton found out about his being here, his plan wouldn't work.
I'd better report to the colonel. Have him call out the guard.
Oh, you've done it again. You've done it again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chip.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, Tom Hilton caught a glimpse of the Lone Ranger as he dropped to the ground on the inside of the stockade, but the masked man slipped away into the shadows. As he hurried toward the colonel's quarters, he could hear Steve and Hilton behind him, heading in the same direction. At last, he reached the colonel's door and...
Who's there? Oh, masked man.
Colonel, Steve and Hilton are on their way here. They're going to ask you to call out the guard to search for me.
Well, that's ridiculous. You're always welcome here.
If you want to learn the truth about those rifles, don't let them see me.
The rifles? Oh, of course. You always manage to find out when something goes wrong. Perhaps you can tell me about...
There they are. I'll wait for you in the next room.
Just a moment.
Colonel, I saw a man come over the stockade. Hadn't you better...
Mr. Hilton, I realize you're a civilian. But you should have enough sense to report such an occurrence to the officer of the guard, not to me.
But you've made it such a strict rule...
The officer of the guard, Mr. Hilton.
Yes, sir.
Good night, Mr. Hilton. They've gone, masked man. Now, can you tell me where Red Fox is camped? We have the general location, but...
You plan to attack him?
We have to. With those rifles in his possession, he's sure to go on the warpath. Every settlement around here is in danger.
The rifles won't do him much good without ammunition.
But I took it for granted.
No, Colonel. Didn't Ben tell you that he expected ammunition with the rifles?
Do you think I'd listen to anything Ben said?
I can't prove it, but I believe that Steve and Hilton used Ben. They faked the robbery and then accused him of it to cover up their own guilt.
Oh, that's a new angle. Steve and Hilton. I thought Chip must have planned it.
He has more brains. He was sick. How could he possibly make his escape afterwards?
Well, he couldn't. But at the same time, the only evidence we have...
Points to Ben, I know. Would you let me make a suggestion, though?
Of course.
In the first place, you couldn't drive Red Fox out of his camp without the loss of a great many men.
If he has no ammunition...
A man can be killed by an arrow, and you'd have to attack across an open plain.
My scouts mentioned that.
On the other hand, Red Fox will take any chance to get ammunition.
But we can't...
Listen, Colonel. Here's my plan. Do you agree?
We'll try it. I have your word about the message you'll send to Red Fox.
Yes, Colonel.
Tomorrow morning, then. It's settled.
The wagons have been repaired and loaded, Colonel.
Oh, that's fine. I'd like to get one started this morning. Fort Seward needs that ammunition badly.
Both of them are ready.
But I can't spare any of my men. All of them will be needed if Red Fox attacks.
You told me to hurry the job. I
have an idea, Hilton. The question is, would you and Steve be agreeable?
To drive the wagons to Fort Seward?
Just one of them. Each wagon needs two men, a driver and a guard.
Well, I'd be willing, sir.
Well, I was afraid you might think it below your dignity.
Not at all, Colonel. After all, I'm only a storekeeper. And I can answer for Steve. He'll be glad to come with me. Only one thing.
What's that?
Chip and Ben. When's their court-martial going to be? You'll need me as a witness.
We'll let the court-martial wait until you get back.
And I'll be ready to start in an hour.
Good.
I'll give you a hand with the horses, Steve.
Yeah, this is a lucky break.
Luckiest break we ever had.
I was afraid to stir outside the fort. We promised Red Fox ammunition, and I couldn't see any way to deliver.
The colonel's taking care of it for us. We'll drive south for a full day, and we'll head west to the Indian camp. That means tomorrow night we'll get the rest of it done.
Yeah, we gotta play this safe, though.
How do you mean?
The wagon's gotta be attacked on the trail to Seward. Red Fox and his boys have to ride back to the trail with us.
Yeah?
Then we wreck the wagon with the engine's help, put a few bullet holes through our clothes, and ride a couple of the horses back here.
It ought to work.
It will. Climb up on the box and let's get going.
Aye! Aye, Kimosabe! Well, Tano?
You tell Red Fox like you say. Man who sell him gun before, drive wagon with bullet along Seward Trail. Other wagon go that way too, but other wagon carry food.
You didn't use any name?
No.
That's fine.
Gate of fort open.
It's time for Chip and Ben to be leaving with the second wagon.
Ah, Tonto see him.
They must think it's strange for the colonel to set them free.
Tonto, them not try get away.
Of course not. They aren't guilty. But even if they were, they wouldn't have a chance to escape. That's as soon as they get over the rise, the colonel's leading a cavalry troop along the ridge. They'll keep the whole train and both wagons inside all the time.
Him not need do that.
Why not?
Red Fox send message to man who sell him gun. Meet him, Pine Spring.
Pine Spring. Then instead of following the wagons along the ridge, the colonel and his men could ride the back trail and wait at the spring.
Ah.
We'll head for the fort and tell him.
Ah.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
There's a spring below us, Colonel.
I don't see any sign of Red Fox. And here comes the first wagon.
The Indians must be hiding in that woods beyond the spring. If they recognize Hilton as the man they did business with before, they'll show themselves.
He's getting close.
And you'll soon know whether he's guilty or not.
There's only one thing I don't like about your plan.
What's that?
Red Fox will stop either the first or the second wagon. Whichever it is, that will be our signal for the attack.
Yes?
They'll have to ride down this slope. The Indians will see us and have plenty of time to make their escape.
They're past the other side of the wood. Then get through pass, get back to camp.
And we won't be any closer to driving the renegades back to the reservation than we were before. If I could only spare the men to block that pass.
Ah, Red Fox right out of wood now.
He's recognized Hilton.
The wagon's stopping. This proves he's guilty.
You're sure of that, Colonel?
Look for yourself. The Indian's holding up his arm.
Ah, him come in peace.
And Chip and Ben are freed of all suspicion.
They certainly are.
Colonel, hold off your attack for 15 minutes and that pass will be blocked.
15 minutes?
It will take them that long to unload the wagon. The big boxes will have to be opened so the Indians can carry the cartridges in their saddlebags.
You imagine I'm going to let them get away with our ammunition?
I'm only asking for 15 minutes.
I can't hold off anymore.
And that should be enough.
All right, then. Go to it, masked man.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
There's a spring up ahead. What's going on?
I can't see nothing but dust.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. There's only been one wagon on the trail ahead of us. One wagon couldn't make all that dust.
Could it be Indians or outlaws?
Maybe. Maybe Red Fox and his renegade.
Well, he ain't going to get one bullet from us, Chip. The colonel's give us his chance, and he ain't going to be disappointed. Who's that?
A couple of hombres riding down from the ridge.
Here's where I get my six-shooter and go to work.
Whoa, whoa there, whoa.
Chip, you're doing what he says.
Of course I am.
And I always trusted you. Now you turn out to be a traitor like...
Oh, Ben, why don't you use your eyes? It's a lone ranger.
Oh, yeah. Hey, ain't Silver pretty? He's the prettiest horse I ever seen.
What's up, masked man?
That's Red Fox at the spring. The colonel has a troop of cavalry up on the ridge, and they'll be charging down any minute. Follow me.
Where?
Cut away from the trail and circle the woods. We've got to reach the pass before the Indians and cut off their retreat.
Lead the way, mister. Get up there, you cayuses. Get up there.
Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
Hail, Silver. Away!
Thank you.
fight. Then come through woods.
We've reached the pass. Keep going, ship. Straight on until it narrows down in the middle.
Aye.
Those shots are too close for the soldiers, Tonto.
Indians get pulling from wagons.
They haven't got many.
Colonel, not giving time.
I know what you're thinking. They'll use all they have and try to force their way through the pass.
Ah, it's hard job. Pull them off, soldier.
Well, it gets here, yes. That's it, Chip. Right up. Oh, get it turned across the pass.
Teamwork!
All right, Tonto. We'll get the team unhitched.
Ah. They're coming fast, Mister.
Can you see them yet?
No, but I can hear them.
How about it, Tonto?
Now you'll lead them out all right.
Come on, boys. Go on, Silver. Lead them out of danger. Ready with your gun, Chip?
All set.
Ben, Mister. What's the matter?
The Colonel did say we should do this. I won't do any fighting if you don't give me a silver bullet.
Oh, you're local. Get around the other side of the wagon.
Here you are, Ben. How's that?
Oh, great. Now, by showing this, he'll know it was all right, because you told me to do it. And that's sure pretty.
Look out, masked man. Here they come.
Open fire.
The Indians charged toward the barricade, yelling and screaming, their rifles spitting death. But the four men drove them back. Red Fox rallied his braves, and once more they charged. The chief headed for the narrow opening between the front of the wagon and the side of the pass, but the Lone Ranger was waiting for him. With one hand, he grabbed the bridle of the chief's pony. With the other, he pulled Red Fox to the ground.
No. Behind the wagon, Red Fox, or your own men will shoot you.
No, you let me go.
Tell your men to stop firing. Tell them to throw down their rifles.
They'll not hear me.
You'd better make them.
Masked men are throwing down the guns and reaching for the sky.
Here come Colonel.
And he's too late. The Lone Ranger did the job himself.
Take charge of Red Fox, Chip. He's your prisoner.
You mean you're going to let me turn him over to the Colonel?
If you hadn't got the wagon here in time, we'd never have stopped him.
Oh, look at Hilton, Steve, Ben. Just look at their faces.
I got to find it.
Here's Red Fox, Colonel. Come and get him.
Good work, Chip.
Oh, I can't take the credit for that. That belongs to the masked man. Dragged him right off his pony.
Where's he going? Where's the masked man going?
He was here just a minute ago.
Oh, I gotta find him. I lost it.
What are you talking about?
Colonel, you told us to drive straight to Fort Seward. And we would have, but the masked man stopped us, and then he gave me a silver bullet to show you. So it would be all right, that is, leaving that trail and all, I mean. But then, I lost it.
Don't worry about it, Ben. I know you followed the masked man's orders, and I'm glad of it.
Are you?
What's more, I want to apologize for misjudging you and Chip.
Well, that's all right. When you was talking to me last night, I got to misjudge him myself.
I'm sorry for that.
Oh, it's nothing. Didn't you see my bullet, Chip?
No, Ben, but... Here, you can have this one.
Where'd you get it?
Well, you brought it to me last night.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure?
It's yours.
Thanks. It sure is pretty. It's something to remember him by, ain't it?
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger, Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.